As we talk about opening up the economy again, antibody tests for coronavirus are getting a lot of attention. That's because they can detect whether someone has had the virus in the past, and therefore if they might be okay to return to work. But as Rachel Cohen reports, there's still a lot of research to be done.
When people get tested for coronavirus at the drive-in testing sites across Idaho, a healthcare worker usually collects a sample with a nasal swab. The test searches for the virus's genetic material in the body to determine if someone has a current infection. The antibody test, on the other hand, looks for antibodies in a person's blood that develop in response to the coronavirus.
What it is potentially helpful for is to get a sense of whether an individual has been exposed to the coronavirus and started to mount an immune response.
That's Dr. Tom Archie, who practices family medicine in Ketchum. The antibody tests, which are available at a few clinics in Idaho, can also help public health officials understand how many people have had the virus, including people who have been asymptomatic. But it might take months to a year to figure out how that information can be useful for policymakers.
Because this is a new virus, we don't know whether making that antibody response necessarily will bring and produce a protective immunity, and we also don't know whether, if that happens, how long it'll last.
Last week, Blaine County announced a randomized antibody study. This type of research will help shape a better picture of the extent of the virus's spread and what immunity might look like. For now, Archie says practicing the social distancing guidelines, like staying 6 feet apart and not touching your face, remain important, regardless of what an antibody test you get today might tell you. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.